Right, first and 10 Vikings from the Lion 24 as we start the fourth quarter. Ponder digs in, takes, fakes the give to Peterson, wants to throw, sets up, does, and overthrows his intended receiver down on the right side, Jerome Simpson. That'll bring up now second and 10. Fourth quarter brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost.
Pressure by Sammy Hill that time caused the ball to be overthrown. May have even tipped his arm of Ponder as he released it.
Second and 10. One receiver right, one left. Eye formation behind Ponder. Deep back Peterson. Ponder turns, gives to AP. Kind of spin inside to the 20. Picks up four. Looked outside, then spun back inside. Nothing happening pretty much either way. Lions did a good job there. Held him to a four-yard gain. It's going to bring up now third and six. Tackle there by Eric Coleman.
You know what? Just I don't get. Peterson comes out of the ballgame on third downs. That guy's so good. Why not have him on the field every down?
Yeah, Gerhardt is the guy they go to on third down. It's third and six. Now he's out there. Ponder takes four-man rush. Ponder steps up, throws. Got it complete. That's another first down inside the 10, and it's going to be a touchdown. Not really sure what the Lions defenders were doing out there that time. Kyle Rudolph goes in for the score. You had Lions defenders falling, and it looked like they even just pulled up. Well, let me get another look at this.
This is a play where you're covering a linebacker, tight end with a linebacker, and Jacob Lacy got blocked inside.
Yeah.
And that's what happened on that. And it allowed Rudolph to get to the sideline and down the sideline for the score. The missed tackle came from the safety. The linebacker couldn't cover and get to the underneath. And then Lacy from his cornerback position was blocked by Michael Jenkins. And at that point, that's all she wrote.
Were they on third down on that drive? They're going to go for two here.
First team timeout.
Vikings are going to go for two, leading by 12. They want to try to get this to a 14-point advantage. They're going to talk about it, and as they do, we will step aside. 14-15 to go in the game. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said, call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah! I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate! Woo! Going to celebrate with some crew!
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
You do everything you can to protect your kids and family, including carrying a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Well, it was the Lions that used the timeout a moment ago to get set to try to defend this two-point attempt by Minnesota. Vikings up 22-10 right now, trying to extend that lead to 24-10. Rudolph, by the way, on the day, 7 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown. Came into the game second among NFL tight ends in scoring touchdowns. Two-point conversion, they give it to Peterson, who runs it up the gut and gets in. Ponder took the snap, inside handoff to Peterson. Two-point conversion's good, and it's Minnesota 24. And the Lions 10 with 14:15 remaining in the game. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO from McDonald's. A delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. If you've been injured, call us. 1-800-CALL-SAM. We've been helping families across Michigan for years. Get the Bernstein Advantage today.
Lions set to get the ball back. It's Minnesota 24, Detroit 10. 14-15 to go fourth quarter here. Stephon Logan standing in the end zone to our left. Blair Walsh set to kick it off. Walsh is ready. Here's the run up and the kick. Sends it on its way. Logan returnable. He'll take it 2 yards deep and he'll stay right there. Stutter step. Thought about it. Kevin Smith told him not to come out. Now, one of the reasons I think he didn't come out, Brady, that wasn't that deep, but it was very hot.
We've been talking about Walsh's kicks being so high. I mean, he gets a lot of trajectory on it. And it was deep, 2 yards deep in the end zone. And that, as they say, had hang time in it.
Well, Lions, after the touchback, take over first and 10 at their own 20. They're down two scores, 24-10. Stafford up under center. Riley Reiff is in there. In motion from right to left. Stafford turns and gives to LeSure. LeSure trying to get outside. Dives down for a 3-yard gain. Antoine Winfield covers him up there. It'll be second and 7.
This field turf here at the Metrodome, in my opinion, looks a little slippery, doesn't it?
Seen a couple guys slip down there.
Yeah, well, so Stafford.
Both sides.
It just doesn't seem to have the same kind of grip. Because this is the same surface, purportedly, that is at Ford Field.
13:45 to go. Second and 7 Lions from their own 23. Stafford fakes the inside handoff. Drifting back sets and throws over the middle. Got it to LeSure, who dives to the 28-yard line. 2 yards shy of a first down. With a flag down, Kevin Williams made the tackle. But let's check on that flag.
I think it's going to be a late hit.
After the play was over, personal foul. Number 41, defense. Unnecessary roughness, late hit. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Mistrail Raymond called for the penalty. And that's a big one for the Lions. It takes them about of a 3rd and 2, and they pick up 15 to the 43-yard line. Down 24-10 here, 13.5 to go in the game. Stafford brings him to the line. He ducks in behind Dominic Raiola. Sends Reef in motion left to right. Stafford takes, gives LeSure straight up the gut. LeSure to the 50. LeSure to Viking territory across the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. It's a 14-yard gain and a first down. Josh Robinson made the tackle.
Key block in there by Riley Reef. Lines up behind the tackle and actually kicks out the defensive end. And LeSure goes right inside of that block.
Lions in Viking territory at their 43, first and 10. Stafford up under center, 12:40 to play in the game. Stafford takes, pumps, sets deep in the pocket, in trouble, now running to his left, looking for somewhere to go, throws, got Calvin, it's caught inside the 30-yard line, and down to the 28 he goes.
Boy, that's
it's a 15-yard gain and a first down, Calvin brought down by A.J. Jefferson.
That's a great ad-lib by two guys, Matthew Stafford to buy time with his feet when the pocket's breaking down, and Calvin to come off of his route and make himself available to Stafford so he can get him the football.
Joyke Bell into the game for Detroit. First and 10 from the Viking 28. The Lions need the end zone, down by 14. Stafford takes, fakes the inside handoff with plenty of time in the pocket, throws once. Calvin inside the 5, and Calvin down to the 3-yard line with a flag down. Makes the catch. Jasper Brinkley and Miss Trail Raymond take him down. But Calvin connects with Stafford for 25.
Is that guy amazing? Going over the middle of the field, stretching out. I mean, making himself very vulnerable with three defenders around him, and he still comes down with the football. Man,
personal
he's
foul,
good.
Personal foul, necessary roughness. Number 54, defense, contact with him. Half of this to the goal, automatic first down.
Lions red zone offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. Here we go. Lions have it inside the 2. First and goal.
Well, I give Calvin a lot of credit there. He knew he's going to get drilled, still held onto that football.
LeSure the lone back. Stafford up under center. Reef in motion right to left. Stafford looks left, throws left. Got him. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Titus Young. Pretty much the same play they ran to win the game a couple of weeks ago. Just a little play where Young's able to get inside the defender and Stafford steps right up and throws it for the score.
Well, what they do is they bring the linebacker up to the ball by putting Reef over there, showing I've got a fullback to block. Linebacker steps up to the line of scrimmage. The underneath coverage is gone. And as long as Titus Young at that point can get inside position on the corner, it's an easy pitch and catch.
Hansen for the extra point. Spot down, kick on the way. It's up and good. And it's now 24-17 with 11:32 to go. So all kinds of time remaining, and the Lions are down by 7. Fans, text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Just text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. All right, Brandy. Pretty simple what they have to do now. You need to come up with a stop. Find some way to put the clamps on Christian Ponder. He's killed him today.
And the interesting thing is that in the first game between these two teams, the Lion defense really did a great job against the Viking offense. They didn't allow them to score a touchdown. They allowed just 6 points, 2 field goals. And yet in this game, in the last series, the tight ends hurt them. Prior to that, it's been Ponder and his feet scrambling out of there. They've got to find the answer for that.
Matthew Stafford has now thrown 70 career touchdown passes in 38 games. He joins Dan Marino and Kurt Warner as the only quarterbacks in NFL history to throw for 70 touchdowns in less than 40 games. So congratulations to Matthew. Calvin Johnson today putting together another day of big numbers. 8 catches for 146 yards from Megatron. Stafford, 19 out of 28 for 229, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Quarterback rating 101.6.
And again, Calvin not getting in the end zone, but boy, is he having an effect on this offense.
But again, tackled inside the 5. Puts you in position to score. Hansen ready for the kickoff. See what they do this time. Last time they just kind of popped it up to one of the up men. This time Hansen sends it on its way. This will be returnable. Sherrill's from the 2. Sherrill's going left. Sherrill's into a host of Lions at the 22-yard line, and that's where Minnesota will take over. Don Carey and Tahir Whitehead lead the charge on special teams. We have a winner. Today's Bell Tire second-half touchdown contestant, Anthony Lowe from Ann Arbor. You, my friend, are a winner. Congratulations. ...24-17, Vikings on top. 11:27 to play in the game. Lions make some late substitutions on that defensive line. Sammy Hill comes in. Willie Young goes out.
They got Sue over there playing left defensive end.
First and 10, Minnesota. Ponder turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson being chased. to the 25-yard line. Taken down there after a 4-yard gain. Nick Fairley with the tackle for Detroit. It'll be second and six.
With the loss of Cliff Avril to what Tony Ortiz told us earlier, going back and getting some concussion protocol issues taken care of, the Lions' defensive front's going through some kind of a change in that. Dominican Sue played left defensive end that time. Now he's back inside, and Sammy Hill is over there at the right defensive end, along with Vandenbosch.
Second down, Peterson again. This time he's hit right at the line, able to squirt forward for a couple to the 28, close to the 29-yard line. Lions that time had a 4-4 formation.
They had eight guys in the box, and Peterson able to get 3 yards out of it. But they really were geared up. Gunther Cunningham dialing up, stop the run defense.
Brings up a third down. The ball just shy of the 29. They need the 31 for a first. The Lions trying to stand tall on defense here.
Once again, five D linemen in the game.
Vikings 4 out of 11 on third down this afternoon. Ponder up under center. I formation. Deep back Peterson. They're going to throw. Ponderson sets and throws and overthrows his intended receiver. There was contact, but no flag. Wanted Kyle Rudolph. He was covered out there by DeAndre Levy, but that ball was uncatchable.
Well, and not only that, I think there was a mistake by Rudolph, the tight end. He quit running the route. He got out there, he got bumped by Levy, and that's okay. You can do that. But again, he ran the route as a route going to the sideline and then coming back over the middle. He stopped, came back over the middle. Ponder thought he was still going to go to the sideline and overthrew it.
Got to tell you, on third and two, when you don't give the ball to Adrian Peterson, I say thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you thinking?
Cluey to punt. Good one. Wow. Logan backs up to the 16. Here he comes to the 20. Logan to the 25-30. Logan to the 35 to the 40. Logan left sideline near midfield and finally taken down. Chris Cluey, the punter, had to come up and make the stop. But the Lions are going to have the ball all the way up at their own 48-yard line when we come back. They're down 7, trying to get back in this game after a 55-yard punt and a 32-yard return. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Got a faucet, and it's leaking, and my wife is really freaking.
Frank!
Dropped a ratchet on my forehead, ow. Well, it's backed up, I should call a plumber right now.
Peace of mind starts here.
Call the plumbing professors.
Hey, if we don't fix it, we don't charge you. Call for 24-hour service.
No extra charges for night, weekend, or holiday service ever.
No more flooding. Leaking.
The Plumbing Professors. 800-654-1300.
For health care coverage that changes when life changes, go with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's comprehensive coverage that's flexible. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Bengals 31-6 over the Giants. An update there in the fourth. We send it back to Minnesota, guys.
All right, Diesel, thanks. First and 10 Lions from their own 48, down 7. Toss sweep left side. LeSure to the 50 and into Viking territory with a flag down. Forced out at the 48-yard line of Minnesota. Flag thrown in the direction of Jeff Backus, who was out blocking on the left side.
He's leading the sweep, and I think they're going to get him for a hold.
Number 76 offense. 5-yard, 10-yard penalty. Remains first down.
So that'll cost the Lions field position. Boy, you cannot afford to do that.
Just those are things that are killers.
First and 20 after the penalty. Ball back now at their own 38.
Now it's tough against this defense to overcome a loss of 5 or 6. You got a 10-yard penalty, man.
You
you got to make something happen now.
Pistol formation. Stafford out of the gun takes. Throws it out right flat to LeSure. Off his hands and incomplete. That'll bring up second and 20 now. LeSure had two Viking defenders closing in on him. I don't know that he would have had much, but that's a catch he should make.
Well, do you go to the bank vault, open it up, and take some Calvin Johnson credits out?
That's never a bad idea.
Again? I mean, he's already been the guy that's gotten them out of trouble earlier in this quarter, in this second half.
I'm going to venture a guess. Titus Young or Ryan Broyles might come up with a play here. Stafford back to pass. Being rushed, they set up a screen. It's incomplete. Vikings had read it well. Fred Evans was all over that. Michael LeSure was the intended receiver on the play, but Evans was stride for stride with him, and now it's third and 20. And whatever you're going to do, you need to make a big withdrawal right here.
Yeah, you do.
And Lions maybe 0 for 7 on third down today. They came in having converted 16 of their last 20. Vikings go nickel, five defensive backs. Joint Bell into the game for Detroit. 9:27 to go. The Lions down 7. Stafford takes. Four-man rush. Stafford sets and throws deep middle. It's going to be incomplete. Wanted Calvin. Overthrew him. Dangerously hung in the air with a number of Viking defenders in the area. Chad Greenway had a great chance at it.
Well, you get the first play, you gain 5 yards, but the holding call takes you back 10. There you get a drop pass. Then you get a screen pass that doesn't work, and then an incompletion. The great punt return, the good field position, all for naught.
Harris hangs it high. Doesn't get a lot of distance on it. Sherrills will come up and make the catch to the 24-yard line. Fair catch, no return. It's a 37-yard punt. Minnesota's got it back. They lead by 7, 9:13 to go. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO for McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three
tremendous
delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three
tremendous
toppings? The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three
tremendous.
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Today's game is brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. First and 10 Vikings, they've got it at their own 25-yard line. The Lions down 7. They need to get the football back with 9:13 to go. Vikings break the huddle and come to the line. Ponder up under center. I formation. AP the deep back. Ponder takes. Toss sweep. Trying to get outside. Peterson with a hole. Look out. 30. Peterson 35. Peterson finally corralled as he gets across the 40-yard line. And to the 44, Ricardo Silva makes the stop. And had he not been there, that's probably it.
Well, they really seal the edge. And Levy is out there. Levy reads it late, but he gets over and he goes inside and he gets sealed inside. If they're going to run that pitch sweep as an outside backer, you got to get wide. You got to make sure that you stop Peterson from turning the corner. He didn't there and gets up 19 yards.
So the Vikings now at their own 44, first down and 10. Lone back Peterson, Ponder up under center. Lions with a four-man front. They got eight in the box. Ponder wants the throw, flag, whistle, play is dead.
Delay of game, offense, five-yard penalty, remains first down.
And there's a break for the Lions. That'll back them up five.
And again, the Lions are shuffling that defensive front because of the injury to Averill. You got Ndamukong Suh now playing that left defensive end. The two interior guys are Fairley and Sammy Hill. Now they'll move it back with Willie Young coming in, and he'll play the left defensive end. Then Suh moves back down inside next to Sammy Hill.
After the penalty, first and 15. Vikings from their own 39. Ponder takes, gives to Peterson, running right. Peterson, look out for the 50, and he's gone. Count it down. Peterson, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. High stepping into the end zone, 61 yards.
You can bottle a guy up usually three quarters of the game, but one time or another, but Adrian Peterson is going to make a play. Well, he just made a big play and maybe sealed the Lions' fate here in Minneapolis.
8:06 to go. They're down 13 with an extra point coming up. Chris Houston is down on the field being attended to by the Lions' medical staff. Fourth straight 100-yard game for Adrian Peterson. Six of the season, twice he's done it against Detroit, and this is not good news with Chris Houston being down for the Lions. The secondary that has been challenged by injuries, he has been their most consistent performer. This injury timeout is brought to you by the Henry Ford Medical Group, team physicians for the Detroit Lions.
That secondary for the Lions has really had some problems. So Delmas and Amari Spivey inactive today.
Should get Drayton Florence right back next week.
But again, Chris Houston out. Bentley, rookie corner, was getting a start. Yep. He's on injured reserve and gone. So they've had a lot of real injury difficulties in that secondary the Lions have had.
Jim Schwartz over to take a look and check on Houston. Medical staff has got him up. Going to try to get off the field, walking gingerly. So they will check out Chris Houston over on the far sideline. We'll get a report from Tony Ortiz as soon as we can.
That touchdown run, that was another one of the dip and bounces from Adrian Peterson. A patented move that, boy, he's broken a lot of hearts in the NFL with that one.
Broke the Lions' heart right there. Not done yet. 8:06 to go. They're down 14. They got some work to do. We'll swing it right now back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel, how's our pick looking? We both had the Falcons going down today to the Saints.
Well, it's close, guys. Saints are up 28-27 on Atlanta. 6 minutes left to go in the fourth. Atlanta came in 8-0 on the year. And Matt Ryan having a big day. Three touchdown throws for the Falcons. Drew Brees, three TD strikes for the Saints. New Orleans has the football inside Atlanta territory, up one. Saints 28, Falcons 27 in the fourth. Elsewhere, Tampa 31-24 leader on the Chargers in the fourth. How about Baltimore? They put up 55 today at home on the Raiders. Ravens 55, Oakland 20, that one in the fourth. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to you guys in mini.
Hey, Deese, didn't we have, did the Chargers jump out fast in that game and Tampa's come back?
Chargers led 14-0. Now Tampa's up 7. 31-24. San Diego ball, they're moving too.
You know, for all the grief that Tampa got about the victory formation stuff earlier this year, they've been pretty good.
Yeah, they've come on in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, boy, the kid from Boise State, Doug Martin, is just, as a running back, kind of took the NFL by storm with the kind of numbers he's put up over the last couple of weeks.
Here comes the kickoff. Lions set to get it back down by 14. Walsh sends it on its way. Logan will take it 6 yards deep, take a knee, touchback. Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. With a lot of work in front of them. 8:06 to go, down 31-17. Scoring drive for Minnesota a moment ago. Two plays, 75 yards, 107 off the clock. And of that 107, about 8 seconds was Adrian Peterson's 61-yard run. Here come the Lions, first and 10. They're at their own 20-yard line. Stafford out of the gun. Joyke Bell to his right. Stafford takes, fakes the handoff. Wants to throw, does. Got to complete Calvin at the 35. Calvin at the 40-yard line, picks up 20 on the play. Lost the football. It's free on the ground. And they're going to say the Vikings have it. Now hang on a second. It's recovered by Antoine Winfield. Yep, Viking ball. It was a hit by Jamarcus Sanford that jarred it loose from Calvin at the 40-yard line.
Ruling on the field, the receiver fumbled the ball, recovered by Minnesota.
It's very close. It will depend. They'll look at it. It will depend on whether it was moving when his knee went down. All turnovers are reviewed.
In my eyes, and just looking at the play and what we saw, is that Calvin was going down, and the hit actually pushed the ball through his arm, and it was not in fully his control. And it kind of laid on his back, and then it bounced away.
Yep.
And it's going to be called a fumble.
Yep, you're right. You called it exactly. So they won't even need to take a look at this upstairs. They'll go straight to the line. Vikings up by 14 with it. First and 10 from the line 45. Second turnover by the Lions today. Ponder turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson in the move again. 40, 35, 30. Down to the 25 to the 24. 21 more yards for Peterson. Ricardo Silva with the stop. And this is just AP taking over right now.
Guess who? Did you have any doubt? First down after a turnover, who's going to get the football? You going to give it to Ponder and let him throw it, or are you going to give it to Adrian Peterson? I got 9 times out of 10. No, I'll make it 10 out of 10. I'm giving it to number 28.
22 carries, 164 yards for Peterson. Not done yet. 7:15 to play. 31-17, Vikings on top. I formation behind Ponder. Peterson, the deep back, gets the call. Peterson over the right side, not much. Gets down to the 22-yard line. Picks up a couple. It'll be second and 8. Let's get down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, the official word on Chris Houston's injury. It is an injured left foot. His day is done. He will not be back in the game. He is over.
All right, Tony, thank you.
To the offensive coordinator, Bill Musgrave, wouldn't you ride that horse, Adrian Peterson? I would. Boy, he's good. Until the Lions prove they can stop him, that's where I'd go.
Second down, call it 9. Give him 1 on that first down run. Movement up front, Lions came across. Dominican Sue tried to say they were drawn off.
He might have had some false start action in there. I saw the Vikings
pointing
move.
At Charlie Johnson, the left guard, number 74.
It's going to go against the Dominican.
Encroachment. Defense. 5-yard penalty, remains second down.
So the Vikings pick up 5. It'll be second down and 4. This game's not over yet, but as you start to write the story on it, you have to say that the Lions offense just did not show up early. And defensively, they had trouble stopping Ponder, even though he came into the game struggling mightily. Second down and 4. Ponder up under center. Turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson head down, got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it as Chris Houston leaves the field on a cart to our left. Not a good sight for Lions fans. Just been rock steady over there at the cornerback position early this year, but
he hasn't had
all he can do is hope now it's not a serious injury.
I think I heard earlier today that this season Houston hasn't had a touchdown pass thrown over him. I don't think he's had that happen this year.
Third down and 4. Remember, if the Vikings had a field goal here, it's a 3-possession game, so they'll be very careful. Ponder turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson fighting his way, very close to a first down, but didn't get it. Comes up a yard short, got 3, needed 4. DeAndre Levy with the tackle, and that'll bring on the field goal unit. No real decision there for Frazier, although it's 4th and short. Field goal gets you up by 3 scores. Takes it from a 14-point game to a 17-point game.
And this is a game where, you know, you walked into it and you thought the Lions had a great shot to win it. Vikings struggled over the last couple weeks, losing to Tampa Bay and Seattle. And yet the Lions come in here again, like you said, early in the game. It was Ponder, his ability to make plays with his feet. In the second half, it's been Adrian Peterson.
Blair Walsh, 3 of 3 today, make it 4 of 4. Field goal up and good. It's now 34-17. Vikings over the Lions with 4:36 to go in the game. Let's go back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios and Matt Derry. Diesel.
Hi, Dan. Thank you very much. All Bengals this afternoon in Cincy. 4 Andy Dalton touchdown passes. They are throttling the Giants 31-6. Late fourth in Miami, Tennessee 37 and the Dolphins 3. Titans with a bounce back win there. Patriots up by 10 on the Bills. 8:24 left to go at Foxborough. New England 34, Buffalo 24. In the game you guys have been talking about, Saints now up 31-27 on the Falcons. 4:32 to go. Atlanta has the football. They've got it at midfield, down 4 in New Orleans. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, we send it back to you.
So a week ago, Diesel, everybody thought the Dolphins were good and the Titans were imploding, and now the Titans going with the Dolphins. Somebody's got to explain this league to me, because if you think you got it, you don't.
It's like this game. We're just the mention of the last couple of games the Vikings have played. Ponder struggles. Vikings lose 2. Tampa comes in here to Minneapolis and beats them up. Lions come in thinking we got a shot because we're on the upswing. We just got done coming away from Jacksonville with a good performance and a big win. Instead, it's vice versa.
Walsh with the kickoff. Line drive with a lot of heat on it. Hits and bounces through the back of the end zone. The Lions will take over first and 10 at their own 20. 34-17 Minnesota on top, 4:36 to go. Matthew Stafford and the Lions offense back out. Stafford today, 20 out of 32 for 249 yards and 2 touchdowns and an interception. Joik Bell to the right of Stafford, who operates out of the shotgun. Stafford takes, fakes the handoff, wants to throw, does, got Calvin. Calvin to the 30 and dives to the 31-yard line, picks up 11 on the play. Calvin so far today, season high 177 yards on 10 receptions.
Vikings covered him with actually 3 guys. A corner, a linebacker coming from underneath, and a safety over the top.
Stafford on first and 10. Throws over the middle to Joik Bell. Bell met by 2 Vikings to the 38-yard line. Give him the 39 on the spot. Picks up 8 on the play. Chad Greenway and Aaron Henderson with the tackle. Lions will have to go straight to the line. Down 3 scores. Clock moving. 3:55 to play.
This is such a tough spot for the offensive line, too, because Minnesota's just pinning their ears back. They know what they're going to try to do.
Stafford's got it. 4-man rush. Offensive line holds him out. Stafford's throw to Pettigrew, incomplete, knocked away by Aaron Henderson. And it'll be 3rd down and 2 now for the Lions.
I'm not so sure that 3rd down and 2 here, you set him up, spread him out, and even run the draw play. Just get the 1st down. Get yourself in that new set of downs.
Lions 0 for 8 on 3rd down today. 0 for 8. Tough to get much going when you can't keep drives alive. See what they do here on 3rd and 2. Stafford with it, throws. There's a 1st down. Pettigrew's got it to the 45-yard line. Tackled immediately by Henderson. 6-yard gain. 3.5 to go. Lions down by 17, straight to the line again. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Stafford with Joik Bell next to him, operating out of the gun. He takes 4-man rush. Stafford rolling right, throws underneath, got it to Bell. Midfield. Bell down to the 45 of Minnesota, and down to the 43 he goes. 12-yard gain and a 1st down. Henderson and Greenway team up to make the stop. Lions with some urgency getting to the line. Stafford's got everybody set. Now he takes. Stafford back and looking. Throws over the middle, complete. Caught by Joik Bell. Short gain down to the 42-yard line. Aaron Henderson with the tackle. It's been all Henderson and Greenway on this drive. Gain of 2 on that play. 2nd and 8. Down to 2:40 remaining.
Got to get a chunk, though, if you're the Lions and have any chance at all. You got to get a chunk.
Stafford with it. Back. Throws over the middle. It's caught by Titus Young down at the 30-yard line. Young's got the 1st down and a gain of 11. Harrison Smith takes him down immediately. Clock moving, 2:20 to go. Stafford takes, back, looking right, throwing, wants Pettigrew, throws it up for grabs and incomplete, stops the clock with 2:10 to go. Pettigrew well covered on the play by Josh Robinson. That time Stafford tried to use Pettigrew's height advantage. He's 6'5", Robinson's 5'10", and just throw it up, let Brandon go and get it, but credit Robinson, he got a hand on it. So the Lions can regroup here for just a moment. Second and 10 from the Viking 30 with 2:10 to go. Stafford sends two receivers to the left and one to the right. Pettigrew tight to the line left side. Stafford takes. Stepped up in the pocket. Now he throws. Got a man down at the 10. It's caught. Calvin. Taken down immediately, and that'll take us to the two-minute warning. It's a first down for the Lions. The Viking 11-yard line after the completion. 19 yards. Two-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. It is the Vikings 34 and the Lions 17. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
2 minutes to go here in Minneapolis. Vikings up 34-17. Lions have it first and 10 at the Viking 11. They can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. This is the 10th play of the drive coming up. If they have any designs on a miracle comeback, they got to score quickly. Stafford out of the gun. Looking out over that defense. Now he takes quick throw right side. Calvin's got it. Calvin at the five. With blockers. Calvin at the three. Fighting his way and getting in for the touchdown, Detroit Lions. Stafford to Calvin Johnson.
And that's really Calvin. It's a screen pass, but Calvin uses his legs to get the last 7 yards. And he's got bodies flying all around him. But with his great height, his athleticism, he's able to stretch the ball over the goal line in the midst of all that traffic and get the score.
34-23, extra point coming up, 1:53 remaining. Calvin, 12 catches, 207 yards and a touchdown.
And you put him on your fantasy team this week, didn't you?
Made a trade last night to pick up Calvin.
Good move.
It has been productive. Extra point is up and good. And it's now 34-24. Vikings up by 10. Onside kick coming up in just a moment for the Lions. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio. 97.1. The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit. A CBS radio station.
That is also a career high for Calvin in terms of receptions in a game. Previous career high was 11 at Green Bay on New Year's Day last year. He's got 12 today, so that's a new career high for Calvin. A little change of scenery is all he needed. Came over to my team, and now he's cooking like Betty Crocker.
You know what? Nowadays, you might not use Betty Crocker. Rachel Ray or Paula Deen probably.
Yeah, I'm showing my age.
Yeah,
huh?
Most people will remember that as opposed to Betty Crocker. Or Julia Child, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I stole that line from Michael Keaton anyway. Night Shift.
You're really showing your age now.
1:53 to go, 10-point game. Vikings lead it 34-24. Onside kick coming up, and there it is. Hansen just kind of pops it up. It hits down at the 30-yard line, is fielded by a Viking, and returned back to the 32-yard line. It was picked up by Marcus Sherrills. So it was not an onside kick. It was just kind of a
Jason
popped it up about 20 yards downfield trying to get it bounced.
But Jason goes at this, and he hooks it. He, like, hooks it way back over past the left hash, even to the numbers. You wouldn't think he's going to hit it and pop it up over there. You'd think he'd pop it up to the near side. Instead, like a snap hook, he comes in there and hooks it back the opposite way, trying to pull the sleight of hand on Minnesota. Didn't work. The Vikings were there to get it.
Vikings have it, and they will just try to run out the clock now. Lions have two timeouts remaining. Ponder up under center, turns and gives to Peterson. He's hit and taken down. Lions will burn a timeout. Ndamukong Suh makes the tackle. Short gain. We'll go back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. The Diesel in the house. Matt.
Yeah, I am, Dan. Thank you. Saints 31, Falcons 27. New Orleans has the football deep in their own territory. Falcons trying to take some timeouts here, and the Saints trying to run out the clock. 31-27, Saints trying to hand the Falcons their first loss. A minute 34 left to go in the fourth. We have one final in the books. Tampa Bay has knocked off the Chargers 34-24. Guys.
All right, thank you very much. So the Chargers up early. Tampa Bay comes back to win that one. Right here, 1:46 to go. The Lions have one timeout left. Second and seven coming up here for Minnesota. Ponder takes, gives to Peterson. Peterson is hit for no gain right at the line of scrimmage. Lions will burn their final timeout with 1:41 to go.
Don't forget next week's Beat the Rush plan by the Lions, everybody. Between 11 a.m. and 12:30, fans can get free hot dogs and sausages at the Corner Lounge, $5 drafts at the Bud Light Party Zone, and have a chance to win sideline passes for pregame and warm-ups. That's all part of the Beat the Rush plan by the Detroit Lions. Get to the game early next week and beat the rush.
Well, Lions will have to try to beat the clock here. 1:41 to go. Minnesota will run it one more time. If the Lions can stop them, Minnesota will be able to run quite a bit of that clock off before they have to punt on fourth down. So here we go. First things first, third and seven. Ponder turns. Fakes the give to Peterson. Rolling out, going to keep it himself. And he just slides down at the 39, and he's going to get a flag. He slid down and got hit by Sammy Hill, and they're going to flag Sammy Hill for the illegal hit on the quarterback. Officials are talking about it.
Personal foul, necessary roughness, late hit, number 91 defense. 15-yard penalty, first down.
Well, that'll do it. No timeouts remaining. Minnesota with a first down will be able to go into the victory formation, take a knee a couple of times, and this game will be over. And this is a loss that stings the Lions because Minnesota moves ahead of them in the standings. And the Lions, now at 4-5, have really got their work cut out for them over the next seven games if they plan on being a part of the playoff chase. It's a big win for the Vikings, who had lost 3 out of 4 coming in as they improve their record. To 6-4 on the season. With their bye coming up next week. Ponder takes the snap, takes a knee. They'll have to do that one more time. They have to do it two more. But the Vikings certainly put themselves in good shape now, having beaten the Lions twice this season. Minute to go. Minnesota comes to the line with 8 left on the play clock. They'll run that all the way down. Take a snap. Take a knee. They will have to do that one more time, and then that'll do it. Post-game show coming up. Matt Derry in our NFL studios, ready to update you on everything happening around the National Football League today. Get you some of the highlights from this one. Plus, Jim Brandstatter down in the locker room talking with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Tony Ortiz down there as well talking with some of the key players from today's game. One final snap, one final knee, and that'll do it. Final score, 34-24. Vikings over the Lions. Our post-game show is coming up momentarily. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.
When it comes to vehicle safety, having poor visibility is a risk not worth taking. Whether you have a road grime covered windshield, worn wiper blades that smear, or dim headlights that need replaced, a quick visit to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store can help you see clearly and safely no matter what you drive. You'll find thousands of brand name parts in stock, guaranteed low prices, and professional parts people to help you get the job done right.
Keep your windows clean and see clearer with Gunk Glass Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Gunk Glass Cleaner for $3. Gunk's high-performance ingredients clean glass and hard surfaces without leaving a film or residue. For a streak-free shine, pick up two bottles of Gunk Glass Cleaner for $3 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.